Hello everyone and welcome to another lesson here with me, Anna English, on English Like a Native. And I'm just making sure everyone's receiving me. If you are receiving me, you can hear me and see me, then say hello. Let me know where in the world you are today. I don't normally come live at this time, so it'd be nice to know where I'm reaching at this time of the day. So today's a very quick lesson. I also have an announcement to make at the end of the lesson, so do stay with me. I won't be here for long. So today we're looking at a very common grammatical mistake that's made between the words all together and all together. And to be fair, this is a mistake that I even make. So let's work on this together. I've got my patron Skype room open, so patrons feel free to write your messages in there so I don't miss them. And if you're with me on YouTube, then feel free to comment and I will try to respond to you if I get chance. Okay, so all together, let's have a look. So the first version of this word, the whole word, all together. All together. Now we do pronounce this L, all together, even though it might sound like we don't. We do. The tongue tip touches the roof of the mouth. All together. All together. So make sure you're pronouncing that correctly. And this version of the word means completely or in total. So if you are able to replace this word with the word completely, or the word in total, the words in total, then this is the correct version. And some example sentences I've given here are, the first one, imagine that you're at the supermarket. You put all your stuff down on the counter and the man says to you, if you have finished your shopping, then all together, that is £20, please. If you have finished your shopping, then all together, that is £20, please. So we can replace that word with in total, can't we? We can say, if you finished your shopping, then in total, that is £20, please. And that's how we know that's the correct version of the word to use. Okay, so the next example sentence I've given you here is, I'm not altogether sure what time the event starts this evening. Now we use this phrase a lot, I'm not altogether sure. I'm not altogether sure. And it means I'm not completely sure. I have an idea, but I'm not completely certain. So I'm not completely sure what time the event starts this evening. I'm not altogether sure what time the event starts this evening. So there we go. We know which version of the word to use. Okay? So, by the way, if you want to write an example sentence using either of these versions, then please go ahead and I will try to correct you after I've just explained the next one. All right. So the next version we have are the two separate words, all together, exactly the same sound, but differently laid out on the page. All together means with each other, with each other. So if you can replace it with each other, then that's the correct version to use. So here we are, example sentence. We always have a wonderful time when the family is all together. We always have a wonderful time when the family is all together. And we can very easily replace that with when the family is with each other. But if we replaced it with when the family is in total, or when the family is completely, it's not quite right, is it? So this is definitely the correct version to use. Another example I've given here is, if we put our money all together with each other, if we put our money all together and count it, how much will we have all together? Now see, I've used a different version here because here I'm saying how much will we have in total. So if we put our money with each other's, and count it, how much will we have in total, is what I'm saying. And so these are the versions I've used. Okay, is that clear? Let me know if you're still confused. I don't want to patronize you with going over it again and again if it's very, very easy. It took me a few attempts to really get it clear in my head, I must be honest. It's not something I've ever really thought about before, but it's definitely a mistake that natives make all the time. So let's have a look at some of your example sentences. I ended my studies altogether. I'm sorry, I can't read your name because it's in different characters and I don't know how to read those characters. But yes, that is correct. I ended my studies altogether, and I'm going to put this on the note so everyone can see it. They'll see which version of altogether you've used. So what you're saying is, I ended my studies completely. And here's the sentence. I ended my studies altogether, meaning I ended my studies completely. I completely ended my studies. So that is correct. Well done. Okay, any other example sentences? Let's have a look. Did you hear that they're going to do away with private universities altogether? Says Paluxio. Good. Yes, that's correct. I'm going to put that in the notes as well so everyone can see. Did you hear that they're going to do away with? This means to get rid of, to end, to do away with private universities altogether. And again, you're meaning completely. So that's the correct version of the word. Good. Okay, what else do we have? Could all subscribers watch live lesson altogether? It's the correct version. I know what you're trying to say. A slight adjustment needed in the structure though. So always remember a capital letter at the beginning of a sentence. So could all subscribers watch? Now this needs some form of article or possession. So the live lesson, our live lesson, Anna's live lesson, your live lesson. So let's just put Anna's. Could all subscribers watch Anna's live lesson altogether? And that would work better. Okay, so well done. That's the correct version because here you mean with each other. Could they watch it with each other? Great. Alessandro has just entered into the patron Skype room. Hello, Alessandro. You're a little late, but I'm glad to have you here. Okay, so I'm going to do two more corrections and then I'm going to announce something very special. So stay with me. Stay with me and let me just find something else to correct. Well, this is an interesting one. Let me see if I can pronounce your name. Hedivaldo. Hedivaldo. I hope I correctly pronounced that. You said, we are all together here in the same goal. So let's have a look at this sentence, shall we? Let's look at it all together. So, first of all, what do we need to correct? The sentence must start with a capital letter. We are all together. Now, is this the correct version of the word? What are you meaning? We are in total, we are complete. No, we're meaning we are with each other. So you'd use this version. We are all together here in the same goals. Now, what you mean is with the same goals. Okay, so we are all here. Sorry, we are here. We are all together here with the same goals. We are with each other here with the same goals, and that's a better structure. Okay, I hope that makes sense why we made those changes. And one last one. Oh, Paluxio, that's a good one. You've put, I wasn't altogether happy about Mike staying over. I wasn't altogether happy about Mike staying over. Do you remember I said I'm not altogether sure? And I said that's a common phrase, I'm not altogether sure. You've used the same sort of structure and said, I wasn't altogether happy. I wasn't altogether happy about Mike staying over. Staying over means someone slept at your house or slept at your place, and overnight, that is. And you've used altogether meaning completely. I wasn't completely happy about Mike staying over. So that's perfect. Well done. Let me just put that in bold. Now, just so you know, all patrons of all levels will get a copy of these notes and a copy of yesterday's notes if I haven't already shared them. Patrons, all you have to do is look down the Patreon newsfeed and you'll see they are the most will be the most recent posts. I'll put them up in a moment for you. Okay, so here's the announcement. Are you ready? We hit 100,000 subscribers. And so I want to say a huge thank you to you guys for being a part of this community, for helping me to grow this community, for being so regular and supportive and loyal to these lessons, because I do it for you. So if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't exist. So thank you to you guys. And let's hope that we can continue to grow this wonderful, positive community. And as a celebration, I said I was going to do something special if we hit 100,000 subscribers. So I did do something very special. I have made a very special video. It's based around a party, a special party. So you are invited to this party. So you're going to come and party with me this afternoon in approximately 3 hours. So at 4 o'clock UK time, in 3 hours and 15 minutes, I will be releasing the big party video. There are lots of people who've been involved. I shot this at the YouTube space, and so I hope that you will enjoy this party that I've put together. So you're invited. Make sure you come along to the party. If you can't make it to 4 o'clock, then you know the video will be there the whole time. So come anytime that's good for you. A huge, huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to every patron. Present patrons and past patrons, your support has been invaluable. It's been so amazing and such a fundamental part of the growth of this community. So thank you. And I hope that you've enjoyed the rewards and all the benefits of being a patron as well. If you're not a patron, but you're interested in being a patron, then we'd love to have you. All you have to do is click on the Patreon link, which is down in the description box below. Otherwise, guys, thank you so much for all your love and support. I'll see you at the party at 4 o'clock. So be here at 4 for the release of that video. And here is to the next 12 months in this wonderful community. You guys are amazing. Take care. I'll see you in a few hours. Bye. Go and get your party outfit on.